Okay. And what about, would you hear different terms that people would use for the war that was between the North and the South?
Well, they were Yankees. We fought the Yankees, us rebels there.
Did you ever hear it called the Yankee War?
Yeah, and the Rebel War too. The Yankee War. And they're the one that profit from the carpetbaggers.
Mm-hmm.
They played both sides. Got what good on both sides already.
Yeah. And how about back to the sicknesses? If you got the joints, you know, where your joints hurt.
Arthritis, yeah. Rheumatism. They changed it to bursitis. But it was old rheumatism back then.
Is that about the same as arthritis?
No, there's a difference. We have a bursa nerve.
Uh-huh.
You got bursa nerve. I didn't know that. Some first wife's arm, she losing the grip in it, couldn't do nothing. And they slid her here, little gas like that, and her here, and pulled that nerve out. See, our arm was trying to go back the wrong way.
Huh.
And then she's got what she needed. Uh-huh. That person nerve got pinched and messed up.
Yeah.
And so they got the dead part of it out. And she got all right.
Yeah.
And a lot of that in your shoulders and arms, it don't really stop you, but it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It bursts off.
Mm-hmm.
It gets in your neck, back of your head. But that old rheumatism gets in your fingers and swells them up and crooks and messes
mm-hmm.
them up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's difference in it. Rheumatism will cripple. I mean cripple. That bursitis again make you think you're gonna be crippled.
Mm-hmm.
You can bellyache and grumble and go on with that. But when you get that off the rocks, it'll draw you right over and mess you up. And get in their knees and make their knees all swell up.
Yeah.
And you have to about bust.
Yeah.
Rheumatism is bad.
Yeah.
But arthritis and bursitis, they ain't much to that. And I had chicken pox, smallpox.
What do you call it?
Diphtheria, God, no. And whooping cough, God, I didn't like that either.
Yeah.
I remember having a lot of that mess.
And what if you have to have your appendix taken out? What do you call that?
Oh, I heard a couple of these people taking your appendix out.
Yeah.
They're cutting off your appendix.
They didn't have any old terms for that when you got sick with that. And how about if somebody eats something that didn't really...
bellyache.
What if it didn't agree with them and come back up? What do you call that?
A vomit or upchuck?
Yeah.
Vomit, upchuck. No. If it went the wrong way, it was a scours or a dysentery.
Yeah.
But we eat the most sweet potatoes, they give us old time bellyache. Raw potatoes.
Uh-huh.
If you eat enough of them, you can eat a lot of raw food like it. Messing your digestion organ up there for a minute.
Uh-huh.
And it makes you have pain. I've had bellyache, but I haven't had it lately.
Yeah.
We learn to cook our food.
I guess so. Now, what if somebody, dies, you have a more polite way of
visiting.
You wouldn't say they're dead, you might say
some of them say, well, they passed, they've gone on. I've heard them say, gone on, well, they've gone on.
Yeah.
And some say, well, they've passed.
Uh-huh.
And some of them say, well, he went to the other side, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them say, well, he's crossed Jordan. I've heard all kinds of saying on that, lots of them. And they go beyond the sunset and all
mm-hmm,
the different
mm-hmm.